100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And we've got a weird topic for this Sunday morning. It's contact lens. I know that's kind of weird, but somebody wanted it, and a year or two later, it comes up. I know I need to restock the topic list with all the ones that people are sending in. There's a lot, but, you know, we'll get to them all, I think. Although if more come in than we go through, I don't know. Just incentive to keep going, I guess. Anyway, you didn't come here to hear me babble. You came here to hear the stories. So I'll let you get right to them, and I've got some news. Well, the podcast is going to keep going, but there may be a slight delay next week. Or maybe not.
Hi, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Deceptive Appearances. His eye colour seemingly changes with every visit. I thought I was mistaken at first, but I think he's wearing coloured contacts. With all days blending into one, it's hard to remember things. I chant them to keep them fresh in my head, hoping I'll survive and need to use them as evidence. It's hard, and I've got a permanent tension headache. But what else can I do? The girls tentatively told me earlier that there were others down here, but he took them and didn't bring them back. I don't and won't tell them about the bodies we found. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 919, with the prompt of contact lens. So here's my story. Vilbert stood at the door to Grandma Bamilda's Biscayne, ready to climb in.
Lenny,
Mr. Withybottom growled at his daughter, come with me. She glared at him with one eye nearly closed, as if she had lost a contact lens.
No, I'm going with my friends.
They're not your friends. Now, come on,
he said, much louder.
Yeah, Lindy, Sabrina sneered. We're not your friends. Go with Daddy.
Linoleum Amanda's face dropped at Sabrina's declaration.
Don't listen to her, Linoleum Amanda, Vilbert said. You're my friend. And whether Sabrina admits it or not, you two are cousins. Maybe you have magic, too.
Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. What kind of flower is that? She asked. This is a very special flower, he answered. What do you mean? It's a contact lens. It helps us to see the future. She looked unsure. The future? Yep. She looked even more unsure. How so? Look. Then, he whispered, and the flower wavered slightly in the wind. In a year's time, this garden will be wonderful, full of life and filled with beautiful flowers. You know why? Because when you cherish something, everything flourishes. She smiled. Just as he thought, that small flower helped with a lot more than the future. This is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Lost your contact lens? Are you quite sure? Come closer, and let me look. No, it's still there, in the corner of your eye. Hold still, and let's see if I can slide it into place. Oh dear. Me and my fat fingers. This isn't working. What I need is something thin, to slip under the edge, and ease it across. Maybe this razor blade will do the trick. Now, what did I say about holding still? Stop squirming, won't you? Oh my goodness. I told you not to squirm. On the bright side, you only need one lens now.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Contact with Lenses. My whole family is visually challenged, except my mom, who hails from a different gene pool. My dad is the worst. He had one eye which was farsighted and one eye which was nearsighted. He used to do this trick with a piece of cardboard. Guess it was counterbalanced to the thundering headaches. He was old school and wanted nothing to do with those newfangled contact lenses. My five sisters saw them as freedom from the industrial strength horn-rimmed black vanity killers. These were the days of hard contacts. Painful they were as each sister smiled through her tears. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story on the topic contact lens called In the Eye of the Beholder. I thought she had the most beautiful blue eyes. Until we hooked up, and I found out she was wearing tinted contact lenses. I could live with that, thanks to her gorgeous long golden hair. Until the night I ran my fingers through it and the wig came off in my hands. At least, she still had a figure to die for. Until I realised the breasts were fake and she wore a corset. The worst part was discovering one of her long, shapely legs was false when she took it off at night. She had a lovely personality, though. Okay, until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Tiffany wore glasses. She shuddered at the thought of sticking something in her eye. She couldn't even bring herself to use eye drops. The best she could do was stand in the shower with her eyes closed, face the showerhead, and open her eyes, and even then it took a lot of will to open her eyes. When her eyesight got worse, she was offered the chance for surgery, but just the thought of it, she would rather go blind. "We can knock you out for it if you like," said the doctor. Counting down from 10, fading into sleep.
Well, that's it for this weekly challenge on the topic of contact lens. Thank you all for sending stories, and I know I need to get better about posting the ones that come in after the post comes up. Sorry, Lisa. I'll post that one in a bit. Anyway, the next topic is trailers. Yep, moving trailers, movie trailers. I don't know. Whatever. Come up, look up in the dictionary and see what inspires you. And it's going to take a while for that one to get posted. If I'm packing for moving, and so it may take an extra day or two for the podcast to go up. Just keep sending them in, and the next topic should be up on the site. So you can send those in as well, and I'll get things sorted out. And hopefully, it isn't too bad. I thank you in advance for your consideration and patience. And hopefully things will go well there. And I'm going to set up everything, the microphone and all that stuff, and find a closet to line with blankets and such. And hopefully the sound quality will be a little better and have a mini studio. Anyway, I need to pet this cat for a bit. So thank you all, and goodbye, Texas, I guess. And hello, new home. Thank you. And as always, keep it brief.